Rich is sitting in for Junior today. And you were listening to the show a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about old ticket stubs.
Yeah.
Which sounds very foreign now. Our tickets are online. They're sent to you. And that's just the way it is. And I'm not suggesting we go back. But I do wonder if you get the ticket sent to you and you put it in your Apple wallet or wherever you put it. Is there a way... This is a really dumb question, but is there a way to somehow send that and print it so you have proof that
you can screenshot it,
save it to your photos? Yeah.
Do you do people do that?
No.
No way.
I don't. Because then they would print it out and then they would scan it so they could have the digital copy of it and they didn't have to keep the physical copy anymore.
Yeah, right. Nah. Well, when you're growing up and you're going to your first games or your first concerts, not everybody does it, but a lot of people would hang on to ticket stubs. Heck, I couldn't find it in my, and you are much more organized than I am, Rich. I just have a baggie full, about a, gallon-sized bag? Yeah, a gallon-sized bag full. But I have the first Cowboys game that I went to, the first Mavericks game that I went to, number of college games. I have a, here's my media pass to 1990 Cowboys training camp.
Boy, nobody could falsify one of those, could they?
Way back in the hole. There's no way. It's just a yellow card.
That's right up there close to the holograms they do these days, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. And we were talking about this, what's your first concert? I've got mine for you, and this was at the Convention Center in downtown Dallas.
Well, look out.
This is April 23rd, so we just celebrated the 2 days ago. It was April 23rd, 1982, Dallas Convention Center, the Jay Giles Band.
Look out. Angel in the Centerfold, huh?
Man, that was a great tune.
Great tune.
Find that, Tyler.
Awesome, Centerfold. Awesome album, but their old stuff from the 70s I really like, too. And, yeah, that was my first concert. For the price of it, I was on the floor.
$10.
$10,
man.
$10 to be on the floor. And
to hear their two good songs.
They have about 50 good songs, sir. They're really, really good.
Centerfold, Freeze Frame, and Centerfold, and Freeze Frame.
All their stuff from the 70s is terrific. The song was good.
God,
things
I love
like
this
Sanctuary
song.
And
my mom hated that I loved this song.
Because they were talking about a centerfold.
Oh, yeah.
That's very inappropriate.
So great, though.
Okay, I'm guessing that your first concert, Rich, was metal-based.
It was. And so, first off, when you guys had talked about it, we had just been cleaning out closets at our house. And I found this that I thought I had thrown away years ago. It's one of those old, and kids today have no idea what this is, a business card holder. You know, the little portfolio thing that you put everybody's business on.
Very useful, yeah.
And I started saving my concert tickets. And actually, the first ticket I have in here, George, is not a concert.
Okay.
It was a hockey game that I attended on December 30th of 1981. My dad took me to see the Dallas Blackhawks and the Indianapolis Checkers at the State Fair Coliseum for the princely sum of $3.50.
Holy cow.
But yes, my first concert definitely was on the hard rock side, at least, if not metal.
Okay.
It's a famous show that we used to have annually in Dallas.
Ozzy?
The Texas Jam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my parents would let me go to that.
Hang on. 1986.
Okay.
I went. It was Van Halen headlining. Their first tour with Sammy Hagar as their lead singer.
Okay.
So I was 15,
and my buddy. How did you get to go to that?
Get this, my buddy Phil, who went with me, was 15, and my dad drove.
Earl?
He drove Phil and me down, and didn't even drive us out, you know, right to the Cotton Bowl because he didn't want to mess with all that traffic. Second Avenue, outside the fairgrounds, there, you know, he just pulled over to the curb,
dropped you off in Fair Park.
Yeah, had us get out of the car. Well, we're not even in Fair Park; we're out on the street.
Oh man,
on Second Avenue on a Saturday afternoon, we walk our way in and got to see my first band I ever saw live. George was Crocus.
Crocus,
little school's out.
Okay,
and then after the concert, 11:30 at night, I go to the payphone and I call my dad, say, yeah, show's over. He said, all right, I'll meet you out at the same place. And so here we are, two 15-year-old kids standing on 2nd Avenue at midnight on a Saturday night waiting for my dad to pick us up.
Well, that's pretty cool your dad to do that.
Would you have ever done that with your children?
My dad would not have done that for me. There's no way. I may have done that for my kids. I may have.
Not
I don't know
at
about
15,
the Texas jam,
have.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's a little dicey. Yeah. All right.
By the way, that Texas jam was $20.
Yeah, for all those bands.
Five bands.
Here's one for you as the voice of the SMU Mustangs, Rich. This is a very famous year, 1982. This was the tie with Arkansas at Texas Stadium. Lower-level seats, section 102, row 5, $6.
$6?
Yeah.
That was 17 all, right?
Yes.
Bobby Collins
good.
Elected to kick
he
a field goal, right?
Or,
yeah.
Stop knowing that.
And it's why they didn't end up number one in the AP poll at the
that
end
was
of the year.
The only blemish on their schedule, 17-17 tie.
Yeah, they beat Pitt then in the Cotton Bowl that year.
With quarterback
Lance Mackle.
And Dan Marino is who they faced.
Oh, Dan Marino. Yeah.
Okay, I have, and I got to look this up. Do you remember when the Mavericks played the Lakers in 85 and Derek Harper dribbled out?
Most definitely. It was awful.
I was at that game.
Tied about 104, I believe, when he dribbled it out thinking they were ahead.
Yeah, and I got it here. It was listed. Crap, where'd it go? Anyway, it was a lower level baseline seat, and that too was $15.
Nice.
I mean, we were right there, right? It happened right in front of us where he dribbled out the time.
I got a famous Dallas Maverick game for you.
Okay.
June 2nd of 1988.
Oh, was that game six?
Absolutely. Game six of the
Roy
Western
Tarpley
Conference Finals
off, yeah.
with the Lakers. Upper level, we were at 210. Western Conference Finals, Game 6.
Yeah.
Cost?
Probably $10.
Eight. $8. $8 we paid for a ticket to that.
Dang.
That was one of my all-time favorites that I got to attend to, by the way. And that was my second ever interaction with Norm Hitchkus.
Really?
Because after they won Game 5, they had to have a... The next morning, they had to sell the tickets because they weren't guaranteed the game six, and they did a lottery drawing down outside Reunion Arena at like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And I went down there, and Norm was the one calling numbers.
Really?
Yes. And he called my number, and I screamed out, I love you, Norm! And I went and bought my
tickets.
Okay, so
my first interaction with him was as a cashier at Drug Emporium, by the way. So.
Really?
Where do you keep the X-Lax?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, so next week I'm going to Neil Young.
Uh-huh.
And I got tickets through not secondary market, but what we think is a good deal.
Okay.
And I want to say with fees, it's right at $300.
Per?
Yeah.
My wife was just looking at something the other day. Jason Isbell.
Yeah.
And two tickets with fees.
$400?
I think she said $590.
Oh, my
she
gosh.
Did, she did not pull the trigger on that. I was looking at a show, probably one that you guys think I shouldn't be going to at this point in my life, but
Witch Vomit?
Five Finger Death Punch.
Gosh.
Me and a buddy were looking at going to Choctaw Casino for it in September, I think.
Yeah.
And the 200 level. Was the price also.
Really?
$200.
Dang.
Before fees. And so, we just decided, hey, some last year when they opened for Metallica. Right. We're good.
It's probably the same songs anyway. Okay, so Neil Young next week for $300. Here's lower level Reunion Arena, September 1985. Neil Young, $14.50.
Nice.
Lower balcony. All right, give me one more, and then we got to get the razor.
I had this one I told you about. I can't find out where it is now. It was an Iron Maiden show that I sat row 7 at the State Fair Coliseum. Row 7, right middle of the stage in 1991 for $18.
What has happened?
By the way, my folder has an awful lot of commonalities in it. There's a lot of Iron Maiden and Metallica and Rush in here.
What happened to you, Rich?
A lot of good things happened to me, man.
All right, there you go. And I tweeted out what a ticket stub from 40 years ago looks like for those trying
those
to,
that don't know.
Yeah, for those trying to remember what they look like or have never seen the ticket stub.
I got a few where like the heat issue got to them, I guess, and they're totally blank. They're in here, and I don't even know what they are.
The ink has just faded.
Totally gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, there you go. Trip down memory lane. And that's why do you hang on to them? For the memories. That was my first concert.
Sure.
That was my first Maverick game, first Cowboys game. That's why I've hung on to them, and I'll keep them forever, I guess, and then let my kids throw them away when they're going through my stuff.
What exactly is this? What
throw
happen.
Away this junk.
Exactly.
They're good bookmarks, by the way.
Yeah,
that's what
they
I
do
use
make
them
good
for.
Bookmarks, too.